Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Now, why would you want to go there? Well, there's one reason you might want to go there, is because you can find out all about our guest this half hour. Now, not that she doesn't have her own outstanding website, but we got stuff all over our website about Beverly Williams, articles and archives and lots of information about her. And so if you're on my site, be sure to look for her, and we can also take you to her site. Her name is Beverly Williams, and she is, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not saying she's the oldest member of our Brain Trust, but she is the longest-term member of our Brain Trust. Make sure we get that straight. Nobody knows more about home-based business than this lady. She's written a book along with Don Cooper called The 30-Second Commute, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good at being politically correct here, Beverly.
Yes, yes. This is always such a wonderful ego trip to be introduced on your show.
Bev, it's good to have you back. And I know one of the things you want to talk about today are some of the myths of being a home-based business owner. And there are a lot of those, and I know that you were what I'm amazed at in your list of 10 here that we're going to cover in this, we're going to do a series of visits with Beverly, folks, because we can't cover all these in one day, but Beverly, what I'm amazed at is that you were able to boil it down to 10. There's got to be 1,000 of these.
Well, there are, but most people don't want me to go on forever, so, you know, I just sort of try and get it down to the top 10, you know, like the talk show hosts that, you know, have their top 10 list.
Oh, yeah.
My top 10 for home-based businesses, right?
Well, Beverly, here's the first one. It really surprises me. I mean, I can't believe that you're saying that this is not true. Beverly says myth number one is you'll make a lot of money really quick if you invest in a home-based business opportunity. Beverly, say it ain't so.
It ain't so. You will not make a whole lot of money real quick when you invest in a home-based business opportunity. Now, let me clarify what I'm talking about here.
Tell us what you mean by home-based business opportunity.
I'm talking about these things that you see advertised on TV, these infomercials about
stuff envelopes in the privacy of your own home
envelopes.
And make $2,000 a week.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, there's some things that sound so legitimate.
Yeah.
Sound like, wow, this is something I could really do. And I have to clarify also that there are a few, a very, very, very few people who will jump into something like this. They'll invest $5,000, $10,000, maybe even only $500.
Or maybe $150, $200.
Right, exactly.
There are all kinds of increments.
Exactly. And they will make money. They have the type of personality. They have nothing else to concentrate on. Perhaps they don't have a family at home, or if they do, they're going to totally ignore them. They just are the type that will go out there and they'll make money doing anything they ever do. There are those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
But 99.9% of the rest of us are not going to make that kind of money, even if we work really hard as we possibly know
and you're
how to
assuming,
work.
And you're assuming that the thing that they're doing is actually legitimate.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of these deals out there, folks, that they take your money, but you never hear from them again.
Oh, yeah.
You've talked to these people who call up, and they're almost in tears. In fact, I had one mm-hmm. guy who was in tears. One of the very first questions I got when I started doing the show was a guy contacted me by email about he'd written $150 or $200 check towards something. He never got anything, and he couldn't even get him to answer the phone.
Right.
And he said, "What should I do?" I said, "Well, I would call that a $200 education."
Mhm. Mhm.
I said, "That's how you what you're going to have to chalk it up to."
And be thankful it wasn't more than that.
Exactly.
Mhm.
And there are people out there who have opportunities for home-based business people that are legitimate. But I'd have to say, Beverly, I don't know what the percentage is, but the bottom line is just as we talk on this show about about a lot of things, especially when we have our visit with Russell Brown and we talk about buying and selling a business, Beverly. Mm-hmm. We talk about making sure that you do the due diligence.
Right, exactly.
And that means one of the ways it means is that you make sure that you can get these people back on a regular basis. Make sure that mm-hmm. they take your phone calls before you give them the money. Mm-hmm. And make sure you talk to several people who are already doing business with these people.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, one of the difficulties I find for a lot of people, and they may not have thought about it this way yet, but think about the messages you got as a child from your parents. Be polite. Be gracious to people. Don't question people in authority. And think about those messages when you're talking to somebody who seems really, really nice and very enthused, and they really want to help you, and all you have to do is sign on the dotted line, and you are going to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And whether you're aware of it or not, there may be this little voice in the back of your head saying, oh, don't disappoint this person by saying, well, I need to check this out.
Right.
It sounds like
right.
you don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So those
plus, there's a certain level of anticipation and enthusiasm for what the, and you could some yeah. you might even say greed for you know wanting to believe that this is going to save your bacon.
Well, sometimes it's desperation. Somebody who's
right.
lost their job or is so totally unhappy in their job that whatever this person is saying to them or whatever they're reading or hearing sounds like heaven. It is not reality. For the majority of people, 99.9%, and I have to admit I can't qualify that particular percentage other than my gut feeling and all the people I've talked to across the country over these years, so few have ever, ever made it doing a legitimate business opportunity. And everybody who has gotten involved in something that wasn't legitimate got scammed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth spending the time to check them out. If you go to the Federal Trade Commission's website, which is FTC.com.
.gov.
And just go through a couple of links. I can't remember exactly offhand what they are, but it'll talk about business opportunities,
mm-hmm.
Businesses that are being investigated. You take a look at that list, and you see the type of businesses that are being investigated or have been investigated mm-hmm. and found wanting.
I bet it's a long list, isn't it?
It is. It is, and they're all. The majority of them are the same type of business.
Right.
They're get-rich-quick schemes.
Beverly, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the myths of operating, of starting and operating a home-based business. Right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Beverly Williams, the co-author of the book, The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Business, a Home-Based Business. And Beverly, tell us where the book is available, please.
It's available at Amazon.com, of course, through my website. Also at almost
your website,
all the bookstores.
Which is?
My book website is www.beverlywilliams.com, and Beverly has an extra E. L-E-Y instead of L-Y. It's also available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and most other bookstores.
And I encourage you to check it out, folks. It's really a very important book for home-based business owners if you want to start run and grow a home-based business. Beverly, let's get back to our myths. And, mm-hmm. you know, the myth, folks, we're working on right now is that you can make a lot of money really quick if you buy a home, if you invest in a home-based business opportunity. Beverly, this is the emotions and the behavior of home-based business wannabes that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that people understand this is not unique to home-based business wannabes.
No.
Especially when I was a consultant, I saw people all the time that would come in and they had that faraway look in their eye. And before they opened their mouth, I knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it in their eyes. And all they were doing was imagining how rich they were going to get if they could buy this small business. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, these weren't home-based businesses. These were jewelry stores and tire companies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they would come in and want me to help them acquire this business, and they wanted to do it right now. My favorite example was were the two ladies that came to me on a Monday and said, I had helped one of their husbands, and they said, you need to go see Bison Game, and he'll help you to put this together. And so they showed up on Monday, and I said, okay. Here's what we're going to have to do, and this is what it's going to take, and this is how long it's going to take. And I was rushing it by saying, you know, maybe you guys could, we could turn this over in 30 days. It wasn't a huge transaction, but it wasn't a couple of bucks either. They said, oh, no, we have to be in this by Friday. And I said, why do you have to be in this? Well, we just do. We want to get this done this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like they were buying a frock for Easter or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I told him, I said, you know what? I can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the way you're going into this business, I can't help you. And I didn't, and they bought it, and it failed.
I think the point is absolutely that you have to do your due diligence, and that means checking it out thoroughly. And we've talked about that many times on the show, and I know other people have, about how to get into a business, how to buy the business. I think the point here, too, though, Jim, is that home-based businesses seem to be the most vulnerable population right now.
Yep.
The potential home-based business owners. The reality is that there are business opportunities out there that are legitimate, that are worth investigating and possibly investing your money as well as your time and energy into. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming about how much money you're going to make as long as it's a reasonable amount. And there is a reasonable expectation that you can achieve that goal.
And as long as you realize that nothing's going to fall in your lap without a lot of work and a lot of risk.
I used to tell the story of one woman who was in one of my mentoring groups that had left her job. And, I mean, she hit the ground running. She didn't work part-time in her home-based business first. She simply quit her job and started this other business, and she made $10,000 her first month.
Mm-hmm.
She was ecstatic. Well, she was also smart, and she knew that that was because she had worked at getting that contract ahead of time.
Right.
And she knew that once that one was gone, she'd better have something else lined up. She was a very smart woman. But she also left a job where there were contacts, and she had made those contacts.
She took some value to that business.
Yeah.
You're exactly right, Beverly, because typically, the people who are being preyed upon are the people who are unsophisticated in the ways of business. They're not, they're not stupid. They're just unsophisticated in the ways of business, and they are, as you said, they're desperate, or they get stars in their eyes. But you know, Beverly, I want to make sure we mention something. You said the myth is that you can make money really quick investing in a small business home-based business opportunity. But even if you're not investing in somebody else's opportunity, you're starting your own business, like your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to become whatever product or service you're going to provide. If you've created it yourself, it's your own invention,
right?
Or whatever that may be, right. You're still not going to make a lot of money really quick in that business. Now, I mean,
no.
I mean the chances of it are slim and none.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It may be 6 to 9 months at a minimum.
Might be 6 years.
You start seeing money coming in enough to pay your bills.
Okay,
your business
bills.
Mm-hmm. You know, and like you said, it could take anywhere from 1 to 3 years before you can start paying yourself a salary.
Before you can start saying, I think I'm going to make it.
Uh huh.
And exactly. Folks, you know what? Somebody out there might be saying, well, you guys don't know about my story. Well, we might not know about your story. Congratulations if you're doing better than that, but you're the exception, not the rule.
And I'd like to hear the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know, because it's really important to me to be able to tell people the truth and from experience. So if you've had that experience, I'd love to hear from you and know your story.
Give us your website, Beverly.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com, and Beverly is B-E-V-E-R-L-E-Y.
And the book is called The 30-Second Commute. The author, along with Don Cooper, is Beverly Williams, our good friend. Thank you, Beverly. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.